Hey everybody, welcome to the Retire with Freedom podcast. I'm Tad Hill alongside my beautiful and talented wife, Toni. This is the show all about achieving financial freedom so you can retire with confidence and accomplish your retirement dreams. Let's get started.
Tad, what I want to shift to now is, and because this happens a lot, this is a big thing, where folks want to either want to or think they need to work at least part-time in retirement, either something that they're going to consult or something that was something that's a passion of theirs or a hobby or something else, some other skill set they have that may not be what they did in their vocation full-time, that they're going to turn that into, you know, another income source in retirement. So let's talk a little bit about that, because we see this all the time. Sometimes it works well, sometimes it doesn't, and it can't be something that's just an idea in the back of someone's head that this is going to be a thing that they're going to confidently and successfully be able to do without.
Unless they've already got it nailed down.
Right.
You know, there are a lot of engineers in and around Birmingham, and some of the engineering firms and even people that don't work for an engineering firm, they work for, you know, a company that, and they're an engineer at that company. A lot of times they can consult part-time, and that seems to be an area, at least right now, where there's a lot of work.
Except sometimes, you know, here's the cautionary tale. I have had several families, several people come in, and it's men and women that are engineers, and they're anticipating doing this because their coworkers have done that successfully. Mm-hmm. And as they go out, I've seen this very recently, just probably this year, where even if they've got that skill set, first of all, some companies are saying you can't come back and consult for us anymore. They've stopped that. Like, you can't retire from there and then be a consultant anymore in their firm. And then they're trying to be so they're like, okay, I'll just work somewhere else. You know, but a lot of times there's companies that really don't need or want to have on the payroll a full-time engineer. So they may get a 90-day contract, or they may get, you know, a project contract, but then it kind of dries up. I mean, it's kind of a hit or miss thing. So, I mean, just a cautionary tale. Even if you have the skill set, it doesn't always pan out the way you think it will or hope it will. And sometimes the job's just not what you want.
Yeah. I mean, if you're in an industry that doesn't lend itself to part-time consulting, you know, then a lot of folks are thinking about doing something different altogether.
Right.
Again, which is a great idea.
It is.
But if you don't know what it's going to be,
right,
our experience is oftentimes it doesn't materialize.
Right. I mean, we see that a lot. I mean, a lot of men are going, I'm just going to go work at Home Depot or Lowe's and play in the tools and, you know, whatever. But that is something that's, I mean, how out of every 10 people that want to do that, maybe one?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's very rare.
So we have to have a plan that takes that into account. You know, that's part of what our Retire with Freedom process does. You know, our 5-step retirement planning process, part of that in the stress test and the design phase is how do we build in income sources that we can count on?
Right.
And then ones that we think are going to happen, but we're not sure. And so if they don't, we've got to have a fallback plan.
We've got a plan B. Because the other thing, too, is, and if you're not already retired, you know, if somebody's not already retired and in this position, they don't really know how much they can earn doing it either. It's kind of a guess about how much we're going to be able to earn.
Right.
There's a range there. And the other thing, too, I've also seen this, Tad, if folks start out, you know, consulting somewhere, working somewhere, sometimes the funding at work or the project gets shelved or something happens and they're like, okay, well, we don't need this anymore. We're not going in this direction anymore.
Yeah.
This project just got, you know, canceled or whatever. Oh, and the other thing is the health of somebody. I mean, good health today doesn't necessarily mean good health tomorrow or for a period of time. I mean, that can kind of fall into that category where you just can't and don't feel like doing it.
What are we doing talking about part-time work? Well, this is retirement planning.
Yeah.
And so when we talk about diversification, one of the key things that we need in retirement is income.
Yeah, because the more income someone has, the less they've got to pull from their nest egg, and the less pressure on that nest egg they're putting.
Because most people's plans are not designed to generate the income they need. Most people's plans are only going to work if the markets go up consistently for 20 or 30 years.
And most folks, Ted, don't you think they're really nervous about that? Because guess what? They're depending, their whole lives depending on something they have no control over. None.
Absolutely. They're nervous about it. Or they're so nervous about it, they've got all their money in cash and they're not sure what to do about that. Or they are overexposed to market corrections and they're worried about that. Tad Hill here. I wanted to take a quick break from the podcast to address a common question I get. The question is, how do I get started? And it's a great question and the answer is different for everybody. Some people are best to come in for a one-on-one meeting out of the gate, but others want a little more information first. That's okay. If that sounds more like you, then listen closely, because we have awesome events and retirement planning courses throughout our local area specifically designed to help you learn how to address your top financial concerns with a group of your peers. At these events, you'll learn what the structure of a good retirement plan looks like, how to address each area of retirement planning, what questions you should ask an advisor, and what strategies to employ, plus a lot more. So if you're concerned about running out of money, you're wondering what's the best Social Security strategy for you and your family, or what kind of lifestyle you can actually sustain in retirement, these events may be perfect for you. Space is often limited, so be sure to RSVP for one soon. You can check out the upcoming courses in the area by clicking the link in this episode's description or by going to AskFreedomFinancial.com. That's AskFreedomFinancial.com. And great news for people that don't live in Birmingham, Alabama, we have recently videoed one of our courses. And so if you would like to get the online version, all you've got to do is call or text 205-988-0006, 205-988-0006, or go to AskFreedomFinancial.com and request a login. I hope to see you at our next gathering.
So, you know, Ted, we're talking about working part-time. Some folks want to do that. They think they'll be bored or don't know, or they just think they're going to need the income.
Right.
So a lot of folks, though, come in and say, I really don't want to work anymore, and I just want to know when I can retire. I mean, how many more years do I have ahead of me before I can really set this mantle down and begin enjoying my family and time and travel or whatever the things are they want to be doing?
Yeah, you know, one of my favorite stories is Don and Debbie. And Don and Debbie came in, this has been almost 3 years ago now, they've been a client for that long. And when we sat down, he said, and he made a really good living. He earned about $250,000 a year, had saved close to a couple of $1 million, and said, you know, I'm stressed out. I want to retire in the next 2 to 3 years tops, but I don't want to have to, we don't want to have to cut our lifestyle. We want to be able to live the way that we're living and know that we can do that. I'm not real comfortable with the markets because, you know, markets are very volatile. I'm not comfortable with all of my money in stocks and bonds, but I'm not sure what to do. And I don't know if I can stop in 2 or 3 years and sustain our lifestyle because I don't really know how to figure out how much income I can expect from my savings. So if I can't retire in 2 or 3 years, I need to know how long I need to work. But if you tell me, Tad, that it's going to be 7 or 8 years, that's too long. Because I don't want to work for 7 or 8 more years. I'd rather, you know, poke a needle in my eyeball. And so I don't know that he said that exactly. That's my embellishment. He also said, I don't know if I can work 7 or 8 more years. So I want to know if I retire in 2 or 3 and we can't keep our current lifestyle, what lifestyle could we maintain? Because we're okay cutting some if we really need to. You know, we don't pay much attention to what we spend now, so we could cut some. And if the cuts wouldn't be too painful, I'd rather go ahead and retire in 2 or 3 years. But I don't know how to figure all this out. I don't know whether I can retire in 2 or 3 years and live our current lifestyle. I don't know if I have to work 7 or 8 to do our current lifestyle. If we have to cut it to retire in 2 or 3 years, I don't know what we have to cut it to. Mm. How do you figure all this out? And so he was an engineer, and I said, well, listen, I don't know how to do your job,
right?
But this is what we do. So our Retire with Freedom process is how we answer all those questions. Because you know, when we sit down and analyze a plan for people, we're figuring all of that out. If you're working now, how long do you need to keep working to sustain your current lifestyle? if you want to go ahead and retire, what lifestyle is acceptable to maintain so that you can spend confidently?
Right.
You know, and how do we do this so that you're not laying awake every time the news is bad in the economy or the markets? And if you're, like we talked about, if you're going to work part-time, can we count on that income, or really we need to have a strong plan B because we think we might be able to get it, but we're not sure.
Right.
And so how do all these things mix together? What do you do with your Social Security? Do you have a pension decision? How do we allocate your savings? How do we be tax efficient? What do we do about healthcare? And, you know, if we do need the rising cost of healthcare, we need long-term care, we need assisted living or nursing home at some point, how do we shift the risk off of you and onto someone else?
Insurance products are offered through the Insurance Business Freedom Financial Group. Freedom Financial Group is also an investment advisory practice that offers products and services through AE Wealth Management LLC, AEWM, a registered investment advisor. AEWM does not offer insurance products. The insurance products offered by Freedom Financial Group are not subject to investment advisor requirements. Investing involves risk, including the potential loss of principal. Any references to protection, safety, or lifetime income generally refer to fixed insurance products, never securities or investments. Insurance guarantees are backed by the financial strength and claims paying ability of the issuing carrier. This podcast is intended for informational purposes only. It is not intended to be used as the sole basis for financial decisions, nor should it be construed as advice designed to meet the particular needs of an individual situation. Freedom Financial Group is not permitted to offer, and no statement made during the show shall constitute tax or legal advice. Our firm is not affiliated with or endorsed by the U.S. government or any governmental agency. The information and opinions contained herein provided by third parties have been obtained from sources believed to be reliable, but accuracy and completeness cannot be guaranteed by Freedom Financial Group.